Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, June 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In light of recent terrorist threats, Americans have been discouraged from traveling to Indonesia, even to help with tsunami relief. Those given more leeway are humanitarian groups registered with the Indonesian government. Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of those groups. MAF's David Wunsch.
I've read a couple letters, one from the Minister of Welfare in Jakarta, who our folks have actually personally talked to. And this man is very clear that he wants a number of groups to stay around because he knows the value of what they're doing for the government there and for the people.
Next, God is working in Ghana, West Africa. Art Speck of Oasis International Ministries says through their vocational training center in the city of Prompram, exciting things are happening.
Once they learn that they are someone special, then they can stand on their own feet. We see that happening in Prompram in a greater way, and we hope to eventually see that happening throughout Ghana and all of Africa.
Oasis also teaches students that God loves them and has gifted them uniquely. And a strategic partnership in the Central African country of Chad has Audio Scripture Ministries excited. Together with JARS, ASM is supplying equipment for a project to record scripture into 11 languages, touching hundreds of thousands of lives. In addition, missionaries envision training nationals to be a part of the cassette tape duplication and distribution program. Pray for those who will hear and become part of this new project, and pray that many lives will be changed by the saving message of Jesus Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus. It's a harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Request it at 1-800-995-4828. You can also find it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.